Claudia Long is here, ABC political reporter. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
Fairly frank acknowledgement from the finance minister there that the federal government had planned the reopening or modelled it on Delta and that Omicron was different, which then left them short as far as rapid tests were concerned. Does that explanation wash them saying, well, we relied on the health advice and the preference was for PCRs?
Well, I suppose they have been following the health advice, you know, through the whole pandemic, and that's been something that the federal government and the states and territories have really made a point of. But there are these millions of tests on order by the federal government and also the states and territories. But I guess from a political perspective, whether they followed the health advice or not, this isn't really a particularly helpful situation for them, right, from where the federal government is standing right now. Because, you know, not only have we not seen a secure supply of these yet, which has caused all manner of problems around the country, but also because the ones that are on order, they're not going to get here for another few weeks. And when they do, you know, like you said, those isolation exemptions will be relying on these tests. There's been really big changes there. And that means that thousands and thousands of workers are going to need one. And so getting those out is going to rely on how consistent supply chains are, and that'll take time. And so I guess all of this really comes together to say that, you know, the federal government is really leaving itself open on this, politically speaking, to attacks from pretty much all sides at the moment, but particularly from the opposition. Because when you think about that, having the next few weeks of not having these RAT tests in the country necessarily, not getting out to workers, that means another few weeks of many businesses not being able to open due to staff shortages. You've got businesses and unions calling for rapid tests to be free. And that's a lot of people, I guess, to not have on your side during an election year. And it really undermines a key plank, I think, of their re-election strategy. And, you know, you heard Simon Birmingham flagging it just then, like literally moments ago, saying economic recovery, bouncing back. But it's pretty hard to sell that message when businesses can't actually open up. But I guess it'll really depend on how quickly the economy rebounds before May.
And in that context, the reopening of schools, how much of a political problem is that for the government?
Well, a big one, because parents are pretty nervous at the moment. So we've been hearing from parents who, you know, say kids are going back to school pretty soon. We want to know what's happening. And the Prime Minister did address that yesterday after National Cabinet, saying the states and territories are working on it. We should hear more details next week. But it's also worth keeping in mind that not everyone in the National Cabinet agrees on how this should look. So there's obviously pressure there in terms of, you know, actually getting a national agreement or set of rules is going to be tricky and not a done deal yet by any means. And then I guess add to that reports too of some people having issues getting their kids vaccinated ahead of school returning. And I think you've really got quite a recipe there for quite a nervous community of parents and families, you know, many of whom are the voters that the government really needs to either retain or win over. And again, like undermining a key part of the federal government's re-election strategy there, which is keeping schools open and I guess giving parents the opportunity to go to work and keeping schools safely open, which is what the Prime Minister has been talking about for many, many months now. But I guess it's, again, really going to depend on what the situation looks like come May and whether that's still on voters' minds.
And very briefly, will we get a decision from Alex Hawke today about Novak Djokovic?
Yes, hopefully we're not left hanging over the weekend. So we are expecting a statement on this from the Immigration Minister at some point today.
All right. Claudia Long, what on earth is that noise in the background?
I'm not sure, I'm afraid. This is the perils of living in a small apartment. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
I'm going to go investigate now. I'm going to go find
out. Chase down that leaf blower or whatever it is.
I will.
Claudia Long is a political reporter with the ABC.